Well, hello, Secret Keeper girls. I want you to take a little fashion quiz for me. Imagine you're about to go to play a rousing game of soccer. Do you wear A, your satin sports shorts, a t-shirt, and your cleats, or B, a long silk dress and high heels? We have to wear the right things to the right place, right? Well, all along we've been talking about beauty and what we wear on the outside, and during this Secret Keeper Girls date, I want to invite you to look at what you're wearing on the inside. I want to challenge you to dress your heart. Jesus told a story about that very thing. It all began one day when the king was in quite a festive mood. You see, his son was finally about to be married, and the king had decided to throw a magnificent wedding banquet. Now, in Bible days, weddings were events that occurred quite quickly and with little notice, but this one was to be a wondrous affair. I imagine a baker was hired to bake the tallest wedding cake the valley had ever seen. The village florist was brought in to bring fields and fields of the freshest and most beautiful flowers. And of course, the local engraver was called upon to make the most beautiful wedding invitation the land had ever seen. As soon as the invitation was complete, the king sent his servant out to present it to his select friends. The wedding day came. And there stood the cake, surrounded by the beautiful flowers, and oh, the smell of the fantastic food. But no one came. As you can imagine, the king was getting pretty frustrated. But he sent his servants out to once again invite his friends to the wedding. This is where the story turns tragic. For the servants of the king were mistreated and killed. Oh, the king was furious. He first took time to punish the offenders. And then he gathered more servants, and he asked them to go out into the village and to invite the poorest of the poor, the sick, and the homeless to be his honored guests at his son's wedding. Well, as you can imagine, the poorest of the poor and the sick and the homeless were all too excited to come. And the king's banquet hall was soon full, and it was time for him to make his grand entrance. The king came in to see his guests. Even the poorest of the poor, the homeless, and the sick had cleaned themselves up and managed to find beautiful wedding clothes. The festivities began as the king walked through the hall, greeting each guest, when suddenly his eyes fell upon one lone man. He was sitting over there by the dessert cart. The king approached him and said, "Oh, my friend, how is it that you were allowed in? For you are not dressed for a wedding." The man just looked at the king carelessly with his mouth full of chocolate fudge cake. Solemnly, the king called for his servants. "Tie this man's hands and feet and throw him out into the darkness," said the king sadly. You know, this story really has nothing to do with ties and suits and silk dresses. It has to do with our invisible internal garments. Romans 13:14 says, "Clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ." The garment the king in the story was looking for was Jesus Christ. And the wedding, well, Christ was really talking about our invitation to heaven. You see, you and I just can't get into heaven without wearing Jesus Christ. Now, if Jesus is the main garment for our hearts, there are lots of fun accessories that God wants you and I to wear. Things like gentleness, patience, kindness, good deeds. One of the accessories that God wants us to wear is submission. Nowadays, that's not such an in-style thought. But we can't try God's truth on like we do clothes and decide if it fits or not. And we can't get rid of it like a dress your grandma gave you that's way out of style. God's truth never goes out of style. We simply must learn to wear the great beauty of submission. Do you know what submission is? Submission is kind of like allowing someone to lead you. You submit when one of your friends says, "Hey, I want to go home this way," and you really would like to go the other way. But you go the way that your friend wants to go. You submit when your mom says, "Hey, I need you to clean your room," and you do it with a happy heart, rather than grumbling and saying, "I really wanted to go outside and play." That's the kind of honor that God wants you to have for your parents, your teachers, and one day for your husband. 1 Corinthians 11:8-10 says, "For man did not come from woman, but woman from man. Neither was man created for woman, but woman for man. For this reason, and because of the angels, the woman ought to have a sign of authority on her head." This verse actually encouraged the women of the church of Corinth to wear their hair long and beautiful. Why? Because the society of that day was prone to wearing their heads uncovered when they worshipped idols. The Christians wanted to be different and to display the proper authority of God's kingdom, with husbands being an authority over the wives, just as God is an authority over angels. In those days, men wore their heads uncovered when they worshipped, but Christian women decided to wear their heads covered with long, beautiful hair as a way to outwardly demonstrate the inward character of submission. Now, you and I don't necessarily have to wear our heads covered or to keep our hair long, because we do, after all, live in a different society. But I still think that the spirit of this verse can be lived out in our lives. How? Well, by the things that we wear on the inside, by demonstrating a heart that is submissive, by demonstrating a heart that is generous, by demonstrating a heart that is patient. You see, a secret keeper girl knows that true beauty is not determined by what she wears on the outside. True beauty is ultimately determined by what you wear on the inside. Today, before you and your mom talk more about what you're wearing on the inside, I want you to have a little fun. Your SKG challenge today is to head to the nearest beauty salon and get crazy, have fun, express your beauty through that beautiful hair of yours. And remember that a secret keeper girl knows that beauty is ultimately determined by what she wears on the inside.